Hallelujah. May the grace of the Lord be with everyone.
Hallelujah. 愿主的恩惠与大家同在。
Tonight, I would like to share the topic, a biblical perspective on Valentine's Day.
今天晚上要与大家分享是从信仰的角度来看情人节。
Today is February the 14th, so-called the Valentine's Day in our society.
今天在社会上我们称2月14号为情人节。
Right after Christmas, and then February 14th, Valentine's Day is one of the biggest events on the commercial and also social perspective.
在商业上来说，过了最大的节就是圣诞节之后，再来最大的就是情人节了。
Tonight, many people are busy sending flowers, receiving flowers, candlelight dinners, or chocolate.
今天晚上可能很多人忙着在吃烛光晚餐，或者是在互送鲜花跟小巧克力。
For those people who are in love today, they have to show their loved one something on this festival.
所以在爱人之间特别会重视情人节来挑选、送给对方特别的礼物。
And this is one of the busiest season for business too.
所以这也是商业上非常繁忙的一天。
There was one time in our church service, there was someone who was speaking the sermon.
有一次在我们教会的一个讲道上面、
As a sermon speaker talk about, oh, today is a Valentine, you have to show your love to your wife.
这个讲道者就提到说，今天是情人节，所以你要对你的太太表现你的爱意。
Just like he himself, he also buy flowers and also show the wife special treats.
就像他自己，他也是送给太太花朵，还有、特别的礼物。
To show appreciation.
来表达他对太太的爱还有感激。
And all the sisters sitting in the sermon are very happy because the sermon speaker.Encourage the brother do something on Valentine's Day.
所以那一天在场的姐妹们都非常的高兴，因为这个讲道者鼓励自己的、先生来对自己表示一些感激跟爱。
Of course, there's nothing wrong to love your wife, to love your loved one, to show them your appreciation.
当然，对自己所爱的另外一半表达爱意并没有错。
But we have to ask ourselves.
但是我们要问自己
The things that they're doing, they are doing in the society.
我们跟世界上的人做一样的事情。
So what is the Bible tell us? What is the Bible principle?
可是圣经是如何看待这件事的呢？
And also what is the origin of the so-called Valentine's Day?
还有这个情人节到底是怎么的由来呢？
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
我们请翻到罗马书十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
罗马书十二章第二节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
罗马书十二章第二节。
Let's read.
一起读。
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Here Paul tells us, do not be conformed by this world.
这里讲到保罗说不要效法这个世界。
This means the world is always trying for to us to be conformed to him.
就是这个世界常常想要影响我们跟他做一样的事。
So that we think the same, we do the same, and we look like the same.
所以我们的思想就会跟世界一样，所做的也一样，最后就跟着他走。
And there are so much pressure.
而且同时也有很多的同侪压力。
If you don't do something like the world does, oh,You are being left out, or people say you don't do normal things.
如果你不跟着这个世界的潮流走，你就会被别人看成怪人。
But the Bible keeps telling us you have to always ask, what is the will of God?
可是圣经告诉我们，我们要常常问自己，到底神的旨意是什么？
So today, from the Bible, we look at this issue.
所以今天我们要从圣经的角度来看情人节。
Yes, what is the will of God?
是的，什么是神的旨意？
And what is the origin of this world when they are practicing Valentine's Day?
而情人节的异教背景又是什么？
Just like Christmas and Easter.
就像复活节跟圣诞节一样。
The so-called Valentine's Day has its pagan background in tracing back to the Roman Empire or even before.
今天的情人节其实是从罗马的异教节日而来的。
The time in the Romans, they were worshipping other gods. They were so-called in the pagan religion.
罗马帝国那时候信奉的是异教。
Of course, before they became Christianity.
当然是在罗马这个基督教成为国教之前的罗马帝国。
They believe in a lot of different gods.
他们相信很多不同的神。
And they believe different gods is in charge of different area, just like a government department.
他们相信每个神就像政府部门一样，各自统管着不同的领域。
For example, the agriculture department in charge of agriculture policy.
譬如说这些管文化的
农业部，
农业部那就是在管农业的事情。
Now, in those days, in the pagans' faith, they believe there's a god who is called Lupaka.
他们那时候相信有一个神叫做卢佩卡。
And this god is in charge of the sheep, the cattle, and the livestock.
是掌管这个牧农牧业的。
Because in the ancient time, your wealth not come by your cash in your bank account. Your wealth is come by how many sheep, cattle, cow that you have.
因为在过去古代呢，他们的财产并不是说你有多少钱来定，而是说你有多少的牲畜来定的。
If you have 1,000cattle, you are richer than the rest of the people because you only have 10 or 100 maybe.
当然，如果你拥有一千头牲畜，那你就比那些拥有一百头或是十头的人还要富有。
So that's why people want to worship a god who can protect their livestock.
所以人们就想要敬拜一个神，是可以保护他们的牲畜。
So that they won't have mad cow disease, or their livestock can multiply very quickly.
那他们的牲畜就不容易生病或死亡，他们还可以生产很多的。下一代。
So that God who is in charge of that area is called Lupaka.
所以他们相信这个牧神可以照顾他们的牲畜。
So every year around the February the 13th to 15th is a three-day festival they celebrate this God.
所以每年在2月13到15号，他们会用三天的时间来庆祝这个牧神节。
Well, they do a lot of different things.
那在这牧神节期间，他们做不一样的事情。
First of all, they offer some sacrifices to these gods.
当然是要献祭给这个生育之神。
Because this god is in charge of this power of fertility.
因为这个神他是掌管生产的神。
Not only on animal, but they thought that this god is also in charge of the fertility of human being.
他们相信这个神不只掌管牲畜的繁衍，还掌管了人类的繁衍。
So they worship this god with sacrifices.
所以他们会献祭给这个神。
They have a lot of food, a lot of big party, just like eating and drinking.
他们当然会设摆宴席，大吃大喝。
But the worst thing is, they practice a lot of sexual immorality on these three days.
可是更重要的是，他们会在这三天里面做很多不道德的事情。
Sexual immoral things.
包括奸淫的事情。
Basically, just they are having sex very casually, openly with anyone they like.
就是他们会用这三天跟任何人来进行性行为。
So this is, you think today is open? Actually, 2,000 or 2,500 years ago, they were even more open than today.
那你以为今天的社会已经很开放，其实在当时的罗马帝国已经是这个样子。
Because they related this sexual immorality to some kind of religion practice.
因为他们把这样不道德的行为跟这个信仰连在一起。
So it's very crazy.
所以其实是很疯狂的。
But,People enjoy it.
可是人们都很享受。
But we know that around 350 that AD, that the Roman adopted Christianity to become the state religion.
不过我们知道，在主后350年左右，罗马帝国就把基督教列为他们的国教。
So suddenly, people have to believe in Christianity.
所以突然之间，全国的人都必须信奉基督教。
It's not easy.
其实并不容易。
Because they are from pagan practices.
因为他们以前有很多的异教风俗。
So the early church, the church at that time, they have to change the doctrine or adopt some of the pagan practices.
所以那时候的基督教不只是要接纳一些异教的风俗，也有可能要为了这些异教徒改变一点点教会的方向。
According to church history,
根据教会的历史。
The year of 496.
在主后496年。
At that time, the Pope,
那时候的主教
教皇啊，
教皇
啊 ，He thought that this festival of Lupaka, Lupercalia, is too immoral, too bad for Christian.
他想说那时候呢的牧神节是太败坏了
啊 ，because basically people are just indulging themselves in sexual immorality.
因为只要到牧神节，大家就随意交合。
So he abolished this.He banned this festival among the Roman Empire and told all the Christians, you should not do that.
所以他那时候就宣布全国的基督徒都不应该这样做。
Well, that's the right thing. You should abolish it because it's not in the Bible, it's bad.
那当然这个没有存在在圣经里，并且当时的风俗是这么样的败坏，所以是应该被阻止的。
It's against Christian practice.
而且也跟基督教的教义不一样。
But this Pope, he introduced another thing very similar to this pagan festival.
可是这个教皇呢，他同时让大家一起来庆祝另外一个东西是很类似的。
He made a new festival called Valentine's Day.
他把这一天叫做瓦伦丁节。
Which is the days we all know the Valentine's Day.
就是我们今天的情人节。
Yeah, to make it the February the 14th, which is the second day of the former Lupercalia.
那就是取牧神节的第二天，二月十四号来进行这个情人节。
To celebrate love, to celebrate this kind of honoring love, or tell us people to love.
来歌颂爱，来传扬爱。
To make it a romantic thinking about this area.
把这一天定为一个很浪漫的节日。
Well, who is Valentine?
那到底谁是这个瓦伦丁呢？
Well, no specific history, 100% to be sure who he was.
其实没有正确的历史记载来说这个人的来源。
But some people usually they believe that he was a church priest.
但是有人相信他是当时教会的祭司。
And then during the time of Roman persecution.
那在罗马帝国在逼迫基督徒的时候。
We know that if you are Christian, you'll be captured, you'll be arrested, you'll be put to jail, you may even be even killed.
我们知道在当时罗马帝国逼迫基督徒他们会抓捕基督徒把他们关起来甚至处死
So Christian cannot have a wedding like today or go to church and openly
所以基督徒不可能在像今天一样在会堂有一个光明正大的婚礼
Christian have to go underground secretly gathering
他们基督徒必须在地下聚会
And then when they have to get married Christian are supposed to get married with a Christian
那基督徒应该是要跟基督徒结婚的
But you cannot do it openly because the government persecutes you, which is before 400, right? And maybe even 200. No?
当然是在罗马帝国还没有接纳基督教之前，所以基督徒做什么事情都要暗中进行。
So there was a priest called Valentine.
所以那时候有个祭司叫瓦伦丁。
He conduct Christian marriages.
他偷偷的为基督徒来举办婚礼。
Oh, but he was captured. He was arrested.
可是后来他就被罗马帝国抓了。
According to the legend, he was persecuted. He was killed.
相传说他被抓捕之后被处死。
Well, nobody even know 100% for sure exactly this happened or not.
当然也没有正确的史料记载这是真的。
But the Pope said, okay, let's make it a saint. Let's make him a saint.
结果教皇就说，那我们把他尊为圣人吧。
And then let's make this day called Valentine's Day.
然后我们把这一天取名叫圣瓦伦丁日。
And make it on the February 14th because people used to celebrate love on that day.
那因为反正二月十四号人都是用这个时期来庆祝爱。
So make it a new day.
所以我们把这一天定为一个新的节日。
So it become a church day in the Catholic Church calendar.
所以就变成在天主教的月历上面是正式的一天。
Make it celebration of love.
用这一天来庆祝爱。
To remember this so-called Saint Valentine.
来纪念这一位为爱而死去的圣瓦伦丁。
And then from then on, that day become commercialized, become people make it one of the biggest day of love.
那后来这一天就被商业化，那与这个浪漫爱情系上关系。
So this sounds very similar, right?
所以这个看起来、听起来也很熟悉。
Does it sound very similar how they added Christmas and make it a day of celebration of Jesus' birthday?
这是不是跟他们把主耶稣的出生跟这个圣诞节连在一起很类似呢
？Actually, Jesus was not born on December 25th.
其实主耶稣根本不是在十二月二十四号出生。
But they make it on the day of the birth of Sun God.
可是他们把他们所称为太阳神的生日跟耶稣连上去。
So it's not according to the Bible.
所以跟圣经一点关系都没有。
Now they make this added this thing Valentine's Day on the former the festival of Lupercalia.
那现在他们也把这个情人节圣瓦伦丁日跟以前的牧神节连上关系。
And the practice is very strange too.
而且这个当时要做的事情也是蛮奇怪的。
In the past, during the time when they celebrate Lupercalia,
在过去他们庆祝牧神节的时候
there was a practice.
有一个必须要做的习俗。
They put the name of different women there and they make a draw. They make a draw just like a lottery.
他们把每一个妇女的名字都写在一张纸条上，然后把它做成签。
So some men when they go there, oh, draw this name. Oh, this woman.For the next 3 days, even though it's not your wife or your girlfriend, but he can commit sexual immorality with this woman.
所以当男人来抽签，他们抽到这个女人的名字的时候，接下来这三天的牧神节，他就可以随意与这个女人发生性关系。
So it's called called the Lover Lottery.
所以就叫说爱的抽签。
But this Pope, he said, okay, now Valentine's Day, let's do another lottery.
那这个教皇说，现在我们改成圣瓦伦丁日，我们要做另外一件事。
Now we make a lottery, so they put the name of different things, because in Catholic Church, there are a lot of different names of a lot of things.
他们把这个抽签的部分，名字是写上很多圣人的名字。
So they draw the name of the saints.
所以他们就抽签抽圣人的名字。
If you draw the saint the whole year, you learn from him, you think about him.
你抽完签，你抽到这个圣人的名字之后，接下来这一年你就要学习这个圣人做什么，你要效法他的行为。
This is wrong.
这是错的。
You don't learn from people, you learn from Jesus.
因为我们不应该随从人，而是效法基督。
But Catholic Church added that they were influenced by all these pagan practices.
可是天主教当时已经大大的被这些异教风俗所影响。
So,thousands and thousands years has passed.
所以经过了数千年。
At the beginning, St. Valentine's Day was a religious day in the Catholic calendar.
刚开始，这是天主教月历上面的正式的一个节日。
But now it become commercialized.
可是现在已经被商业化。
Because the chocolate manufacturer want you to buy chocolate.
因为巧克力商人希望你可以多买一些巧克力。
So they celebrate, so they tell people marketing, say, okay, Valentine's Day, you have to buy chocolate, otherwise you are not a good husband, you are not a good boyfriend.
所以在做完市场调查之后，他们就告诉爱人之间，你必须送巧克力，要不然你就是没有爱。
And then the florist or the flower, the farmer, they also marketing.
那卖花的商人也一样。
If you do not buy flower on that day, you are not a true lover. You don't love your wife, you don't love your...girlfriend.
如果你在那天没有买花送给你的另外一半或是你的女朋友，你就是不爱她。
Because they make it this way, they make the commercial.
因为他们把这些都商业化。
So on that day, the flower price is so high, but a lot of poor boyfriend or poor husband have to squeeze the money to buy flower on that day.
所以在那一天，花朵的价格大大上涨，包括巧克力。那很多没有那么有钱的男人必须要掏腰包来买这些东西。
Otherwise, the wife or the girlfriend would be so upset.
否则女朋友或者是太太就会非常不高兴。
If you don't treat your girlfriend a candlelight dinner, go to somewhere romantic, she'll be upset.
如果那一天晚上你没有带着另外一半去吃高级的烛光晚餐，她也会生气。
Because now it becomes so commercialized.
因为现在已经太过商业化了。
Because all the people, they want to use this to earn money.
因为很多商人想要借机大赚一笔。
So now we know about the history of this so-called Valentine's Day.
所以现在我们知道这个圣瓦伦丁日的来由。
So what do we get from this?
那我们接下来该做什么呢？
Of course, we know the Bible tells us God is love, and we have to have love.
当然，我们知道神就是爱，我们也要学习神是做个有爱的人。
If you are already married, you have to love your wife, you have to love your husband, no matter what, no matter which day, every single day, you have to show your love to him or her.
如果你已经结婚，你本来就应该爱你的太太，每一天都是要爱她的。
However, do we have to follow the world teach you how you love your wife or husband?
那我们是否必须要随着这个世界告诉我们应该怎么样做才是表现出我们的爱呢？
The Bible teaches us do not be conformed to the world we have just read.
圣经告诉我们不要效法这个世界。
Because the world, they try to change your thinking, they try to think your behavior.
因为世界想要改变我们的思想和行为。
This world will tell you romantic or romance is everything.
这个世界告诉我们浪漫就是一切的代表爱。
Love is everything.
爱是一切。
Follow your heart.
跟随你的心。
And then make it romantic.
然后把这个爱表达得非常浪漫。
But they do not talk about the meaning of true love.
可是他们却没有谈到真爱。
Even though we talk about love, we have to remember one thing.
就算我们谈到爱这个字，我们也要记得一件事。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 20.
我们请翻到利未记20章。
Verse 26.
26节。
Let's turn to your Bible, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26.
我们请翻自己的圣经，利未记二十章二十六节。
Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26.
利未记二十章二十六节。
Let's read together.
一起读。
One, two, three.
你们要归我为圣，因为我耶和华是圣的，并叫你们与万民有分别。
使你们做我的民。Here is the Lord's expectation to his people.
这里是神对他的子民的期待。
That in the Old Testament, he wanted the Israelites to be different than the rest of the world.
在旧约里面，他就表达出他希望他的选民跟这个世界上的人都不一样。
In the New Testament, the Christian, they are chosen people of God.
在新约里面，神所拣选的人。
And he wants us to be different than the rest of the world.
他也想要我们跟这个世界上的人行为不同。
God has an expectation to every single one of us.
神对我们每一个人都是有期待的。
Right. Be holy, for I, the Lord, am holy.
你们要归我为圣，因为我是圣的。
Wow, you have to think about this in different aspects in your life.
你要把这句话放在你的生活当中想一想。
Of course, right? Valentine's Day is nothing to us. We don't celebrate this at church.
当然，情人节的时候，我们在教会里面也没有大大的庆祝。
And of course, I know a lot of brothers and sisters. They may not think that this is a big deal. A lot of people don't even do any celebration at church.
我知道。
At your home.
很多弟兄姐妹甚至在家里也没有在庆祝情人节。
Wow, if your husband do not buy you flower, you're very upset. You should change your mind now.
如果你的先生没有买花送给你，你很生气，那你应该要改一改了。
Wow, of course, the husband you do not be too happy, right? Also, husband, you should not be too happy too. Oh, no, preacher, tell us to save money on that day.
当然，做先生的也不要太高兴，说传道叫我不用买花。
The Bible tells us you have to love your wife more than send her flower on that particular day.
圣经告诉我们，我们要爱我们的太太比这个送花更多。
If you do not even love her every single day,
如果你没有每一天都对她表达你的爱
，even you send her flower, buy her chocolate on February 14 is useless, is meaningless.
那你只有在二月十四号这天买花买巧克力送给她，这也是没用的。
But if you just follow the world, you think that I have to receive it.
可是如果做太太的想说。这个世界上就是这样说，今天我一定要收到花跟巧克力。
If my husband don't do this special for me, I'm not love.
如果我的先生没有这样做，就表达他没有爱。
Maybe you should change your mindset right now.
你可能现在就要改一改你的思想。
Of course, everyone want to be loved.
当然，每一个人都想被爱。
Everyone want to show love.
每个人也都应该表达自己的爱。
But do not conform to the world.
可是不要效法这个世界。
Wow. The world talked about romance love.
这个世界教我们要有浪漫的爱。
What is romance?
到底什么是浪漫？
Oh, I saw you, you're attractive. I'm attracted to you, you're attracted to me.
我看见你，然后我被你吸引，你也被我吸引。
Oh, we can hook up, we can just one night stand.
我们可以有一夜情。
We can sleep first, and then if you like each other, we develop long-term commitment, long-term relationship.
我们可以先发生关系之后再决定要不要发展长久的关系。
People, even in this society, people think that whether long term is not even important.
人们的心里面觉得就算没有这个长期的关系也没有关系。
They think that love equal to sex.
他们觉得爱等于性。
Or you doesn't have to have love, but you can have sex.
就算没有爱也可以发生性。
Because your body is belong to you.
因为身体是属于自己的。
You can do whatever make you happy.
你可以做让自己开心的事。
And then nobody can tell you what not to do.
没有人可以告诉你你不应该这样做。
Just like 2000 years ago, this festival of Lupercalia.
就像2000多年前这个牧神节一样。
There's no rule, there's no boundary, there's no limit.
没有界限也没有限制。
Because they are free.
因为他们很自由。
Well, they were free, but they are not free. They were controlled by sin.
他们看似自由，但是他们却被罪恶所掌控。
They follow idols, they follow false god, their life was ruined.
他们跟随假神，跟随偶像，他们的生命就这样被毁了。
Their mentality, the concept of love is heavily distorted.
他们的心思已经完全被污秽了。
Isn't this what is right now promoted on social media?
这难道就不是今天社交媒体在倡导的吗？
In another church, there was a brother talk to me.
在另外一个教会有个弟兄这样跟我说
He said, Pastor, you know, I'm struggling, I'm suffering.
他说传道我很挣扎。
I said, why?
我说怎么了？
You know, my life, a lot of things are not going smooth.
他说我的生命当中很多东西都不对了。
I said, what happened?
我问他发生什么事。
I said, a lot of things.
他说很多事。
And after tell me some issues.
当他告诉我一些他所挣扎的事情。
I said, okay, I'll pray for you.
我跟他说我会为你祷告。
But at the end, he told me, Pastor, there's one more issue in my life.
可是在最后，他又告诉我说，传道还有另外一件事。
I didn't tell you.
我没有告诉你的。
I said what?
我说什么呢？
He said I'm addicted to pornography.
我沉迷在色情里很久了。
I said how long?
我问他多久了。
Since I have my first cell phone.
他说自从我有自己的手机之后。
My computer.
还有我有有电脑。
And then the internet is very convenient.
啊，网络也非常方便。
So I keep watching.
所以我一直在看。
At the beginning, it's just for fun.
刚开始我只是觉得好玩。
But later, I cannot really control myself.
可是到后来我就没有办法控制自己。
I keep watching and watching and watching.
我一直看下去。
The more I watch,
我越看。
The more I feel I'm ashamed of myself.
我就越觉得很羞耻。
And then I cannot have social life. I cannot talk to people normally, socially, especially female.
我也没有办法正常跟人交往还有谈话，特别是跟女生。
The more I watch, the more I withdraw myself from the real life.
我看越多，我就越从现实世界当中脱离。
The more I watch, the more I feel anxious, anxiety.
我越看就越焦虑。
And then I feel very painful.
而且我也觉得很痛苦。
I told him.
我告诉他。
Well, the first step, you have to repent to God.
第一步，你要悔改。
You have to come back to God. You have to tell God to help you.
你要回转归向神，求神帮助你。
If you learn from this world, because the world tell you, it's okay just to watch.
因为如果你跟着这个世界走，世界会告诉你，没关系，看一看有什么关系。
One of the biggest porn sites.
一个最大的色情网站
According to newspaper,
是在这个报纸上报道的
Every day about 110 million people watch go on that website
每一天有超过一亿的人在每天会去打卡
Can you imagine 110 million people in this world
你可以想象每一天这个最大的色情网站上有挂着一亿个人
Just that website or not every website all added together
只有那一个色情网站，而不是每一个色情网站。
And on average, people spend 6 minutes on that website every single day.
平均在线上，在上这个网站的人，每天会花六分钟在上面。
Some maybe spend 60 minutes.
有人可能花60分钟。
Every single day.
每一天。
Not only men, but women also spend time on the website.
不是只有男人上这个网站，女人也上这个网站。
40% of people using that website are women. 60% are men.
在这个网站上的成员有60%是男人，40%是女人。
But just that biggest website, not counting all the other porn sites.
只是在这个最大的色情网站上，而不是计算每一个色情网站。
And people think it is okay.
而且人们觉得这没什么。
The company running think that it is a constitutional right that people can use porn.
这个平台上面告诉人们，就是这是你的自由，你可以自由来使用。
And after people using porn, they will want to engage themselves in sexual immorality.
那在他们看完之后，就可以进行性行为。
Maybe they go to buy it, prostitution.
或者是去嫖妓。
Or the social media, one night stand.
或者是用一些软体来一夜的发展一夜情。
Or when they see someone, they just have casual sex.
或者是他们看到认识的人，他们就随便就发展性关系。
When they go, young people go to party, when they drink, they use drugs, and then they have sex party.
当年轻人他们去参加派对，然后喝了酒、嗑了药之后，很自然的就发生性关系。
Just like the movie star, the famous people are doing.
就像这些社交名媛都是这样做。
But we are not belonging to the world.
可是我们不属于这个世界。
They belong to the devil. They belong to sin.
他们属于恶魔，也属于罪。
Because they are controlled.
因为他们被控制了。
But if your heart is already desensitized.
可是如果你的心已经被影响。
You just think that, oh, watching those things on a small video clip doesn't harm.
你就会觉得你点进去看一看有什么关系。
I asked that brother.
我问了那个弟兄。
Since when you sink into pornography?
到底是什么时候你陷入这个色情的陷阱呢？
He said social media has a big contribution.
他说社交媒体是一个很大的关系。
Because social media has a lot of short video clip.
因为社交媒体有很多短视频。
Those are not classified as hardcore porn because they cannot, most of them they cannot put it there.
因为那不是
硬色情的东西。
硬色情的东西。
But a lot of them are not appropriate, are just distracting the mind of their targeting men in those social media video clip.
可是很多都是瞄准男性来拍摄的一些不雅的影片。
And they know you are man, and then you clip one, and then all this AI calculation will fit you every single day.
所以只要他们知道你是男人，然后你只要点进去一次之后，他们会不断的喂食你
and because,
一样的影片。
And because you think it's just normal to watch, right? Everybody watch it just to keep, have fun, just to kill time.
因为你会觉得我只是在霎时间也没做什么伤害人的事情，就看一看而已。
Your mind will slowly change.
接下来你的大脑就慢慢的被改变。
Right? When you pray, you cannot focus.
当你祷告，你就再也不能专注。
When you read Bible, you cannot focus.
读圣经的时候也一样。
Your relationship with God is very distant.
你与神的关系是越来越远。
And your relationship with your wife or your husband is also destroyed.
与你先生或者是太太的关系也是越来越远。
So all this, the world is trying to shape us, to change, to teach, to influence us.
所以以上这些事就让我们知道，世界就是想要渐渐的影响我们。
We are not saying that oh, only one day, Valentine's Day, will change your faith or happen. It's not only for that.
我们并不是说只是庆祝一天的情人节就会改变你的生命，不是这样的。
But it's the whole concept.
而是整个观念。
The world is trying to tell you.
这个世界要告诉你。
And of course, you may think that, oh, sometimes I just watch movie. I'm not watching porn, but I just watch some Hollywood-produced movie.
有时候你可能会告诉自己，我又没有看色情，我只是看一些好莱坞电影而已。
Oh, those are made by big-name studio.
那是一些很大的工作室做出来的电影。
Have produced by major movie stars. It's not like a porn star, but a Hollywood famous movie star.
也是这个好莱坞的一些大明星所主演的。
And sometimes they have sex scene.
有时候会有一些性行为的场景。
Because they want to attract people to see it.
因为他们想要邀请人来看。
And some people think there are something. Oh, some Christian think that it's okay to watch, right? We are not watching bad movie, but just rated R or 18 plus.
那有些基督徒也会觉得说，我们也不是看什么不好的电影，只是这个可能是限制级的。
But the Bible tells us what.
可是圣经也告诉我们。
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们来翻到马太福音。
Matthew.
马太福音。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 27.
第二十七节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 27.
马太福音五章二十七节。
Matthew 5:27.
马太福音五章二十七节。
To 28.
到二十八节
One, two, three.
一起读
你们
听见
有
话说
不可奸淫
二十八
只
是
我告
诉
你们
凡看
见
妇女就
动淫
念
的
这
人心
里
已
经
与
他
犯
奸
淫了 Jesus tells us if you look at a woman lustfully you already commit sexual immorality in your heart
主耶稣告诉我们如果你看见妇女就动淫念的心里已经与他犯奸淫了
All those movies even produced by famous movie star or Hollywood company
所以这些好莱坞的电影即使是大明星所主演的
But why do they put all those scenes there?
可是为什么要拍摄这样的场景呢
They want to stimulate your lust
因为他们想要勾起你的欲望
By watching this, your lust come out
看完这个你的欲望就动了
But Jesus said if you think about it, watch about it, you think about it lustfully, you already commit sexual immorality
可是主耶稣告诉我们当你看了并且动了淫念你就是已经犯奸淫了
You have to repent otherwise your relationship with God will be destroyed slowly
你要悔改要不然你与神的关系就会越来越被摧毁
Why you cannot pray for half an hour? Because your mind is not clean
为什么你不能跪下来祷告半个小时因为你的心不干净
Why you cannot read Bible 3 chapters a day? Because your heart is occupied by all these things
为什么你不能一天读三章圣经？因为你的心已经被这些世俗的东西塞满了。
Why you do not look at your wife? Because you watch all these things.
为什么你不能好好的看自己的太太？是因为你整天都在看这些事情。
Because your heart is lusting for those movie stars.
因为你的心已经跟这些电影明星来犯奸淫了。
So, and also they commit sin too. When they produce movie, they commit sin.
那当他们拍这样的电影，他们也在犯罪。
Because their body is supposed to be for their own wife, but they didn't do it. Or they let the body be to another person.
所以在他们拍电影的时候呢，他们把原本应该只有属于自己另外一半的身体拿去另作他用。
So they are committing sin.
所以他们犯了罪。
So you watch it, you also committing sin together.
所以你看了，你也是。一起犯罪。
So do not think that, it's okay. I'm just enjoying this is entertainment.
所以不要告诉自己说没关系，我只是在娱乐而已。
Lucapalia, what is it?
牧神节到底是什么
？They commit sexual immorality together.
他们就是群交杂交。
And today, this is what the world tells us.
这就是今天社会告诉我们。
Yeah, you watch it. You are part of it. You imagine.
你看着，你就成为他们的一部分。
No wonder you feel very far away from God.
难怪你与神的关系那么的遥远。
So this point tells us avoid unholy festival and custom.
所以这个告诉我们，这个经文告诉我们要远离世俗的节日，过圣洁的生活。
Of course, February 14 is nothing to us. We should not even celebrate.
当然，二月十四号我们也不应该来庆祝。
If tonight, oh, you think you know? I don't know. If today you did it before you come to church or you send your flower to your husband or wife, it's okay, right? Because you didn't know. But next year, don't do this.
如果今天白天你已经送花或者是送巧克力了，那没关系，明年不要做。
Or don't demand your husband, you must send something. Otherwise, you don't love me. Don't say this.
或者是也不要告诉自己的先生说，你怎么都没有送花、巧克力给我。
But the most important thing is, as a husband, your heart, does your heart truly belong to your wife?
那最重要的事情，身为一个丈夫，你的心是不是只属于你的太太？
Or do you, if you give your heart to the woman in the phone, in the computer?
如果你的心已经交给手机里面的女人，或者是另外一端的女人，
So stay away from unholy festivals.
所以我们要跟这些世俗的节日来分割。
You know, in Canada, Western society is very worse nowadays.
今天在加拿大，这些节日其实很厉害的。
The school even celebrating Valentine's Day.
学校也在庆祝情人节。
Some kindergarten, They train the children, make a Valentine card and then send it to their classmate in the same class.
很多学校的小小朋友，老师就教他们要怎么写卡片送给
anyone,
送给其他的同学。
Any parent realize your children are making Valentine cards or they receive some Valentine cards?
那请问现场的家长有没有自己的孩子收到同学送的这个情人节卡片？
If you have a daughter, maybe she received a card from that boy, say, oh, I love you, you're my Valentine.
可能有的小女孩会收到别的小男孩的卡片说，你是我的情人。
Do not think it's very funny.
不要觉得这个很好笑。
Right, you have to teach your kid.
你要好好的教导自己的孩子。
Right, this is not right. You are just a little boy.
你只是小女孩或是小男孩，这是不对的。
And also the Bible tells us we have to keep ourselves holy.
并且圣经教导我们要保守圣洁。
You may not tell them everything because they may not understand all the details.
当然，我们不用所有的东西都告诉他们，因为他们可能不明白细节。
But you can tell them, you know, in Valentine's Day, in the world outside, a lot of people are doing a lot of things that God is not happy.
可是我们可以告诉他们，在这个世界上，情人节很多人会做一些神不喜悦的事。
They are not even husband and wife, but they commit sexual immorality.
他们虽然不是丈夫与妻子，可是他们却犯罪得罪神。
So from young, we have to tell our children, you know, we are different.
所以当孩子还小，就要告诉他们，我们跟世界人是不一样的。
Do not be afraid to be different.
不要害怕跟这个世界不一样。
Because you belong to God, you are holy. You're a holy nation.
因为你是圣洁的族类，你是属于神的。
I know there's a sister who also has two little young boy.
我知道有个姐妹，她有两个小男孩。
And they are the children in another city. They are having school in Canada. Could they go to school in Canada?
他们在不同的城市，然后他们有去上学。
So every year during the Valentine's Day.
每年在情人节的时候。
When the children are very small, because when the whole class celebrating Valentine's Day.
他们还很小，然后整个班级都在庆祝情人节。
Even the teacher have to tell them to bring something, bring a card, bring gift, and then participate in the party.
老师也告诉他们，你要买巧克力、买礼物来告诉送给全班的同学。
And the mother said to the kids, "Okay, so much trouble. On that day, we don't go school. We have scheduled dental appointment or other things. They just avoid those kind of situations."
所以妈妈就跟小朋友说，既然我们也不送礼物，也不收巧克力，那我们那天就不去上学，给你们安排一些看医生的其他的行程。
Wow, thank God, she's very brave. She teaches the child what is right, what is not right.
感谢神，他很勇敢，也告诉了孩子什么是对的，什么是不对的。
Of course, we are not anti-social.
当然，我们也不是反社交。
You don't have to go around tell people, oh, you know, this is bad. This is you don't do this, you don't do this. You yourself don't do this. You don't have to lecture everyone.
我们不用四处的告诉别人说你不应该这样做，我们自己不做就好。
Especially you are parents.
特别是你是父母。
Then this is the opportunity to educate your children about our identity.
那这就是你要好好跟孩子教导的一个机会，告诉他们我们的身份是什么。
There was a little girl.
有一个小女孩。
Just 5-6 years old.
大概五六岁。
And then go to school.
她去了学校。
The teacher tell her about, oh, next week is Valentine, you have to do something.
下个礼拜，老师告诉她下礼拜是情人节，你要准备哦。
The little girl told the teacher, "I'm a Christian. I don't celebrate Valentine."
这个小女孩就告诉老师说，我是基督徒，我不庆祝情人节。
This is bad.
这不好。
Oh, the teacher was very surprised. Why you say this?
老师觉得很奇怪，为什么他这样说？
But thank God, the mother was, oh, my little girl can stand up for her own faith, stand up to say the right thing.
那这个母亲后来明白了，她就知道这个孩子已经很勇敢，可以告诉老师她不这样做。
We don't have to be the same with the world in every aspect.
我们不需要在方方面面都跟这个世界同步。
But doesn't mean that we don't love our loved one.
可是不代表我们不爱身边的人。
What should we do?
我们应该怎么做？
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们翻到以弗所书第五章。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
以弗所书五章第一节。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
以弗所书五章第一节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
Let's read together. 1, 2, 3.
所以你们
该效法神。 Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Verse 2.
第二节。
And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Verse 3.
第三。
But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not be even named among you as is proper among saints.This is what we should do, what we should not do.
这就是我们该做与不该做的事。
Verse 3 is how the world defines love.
第三节告诉我们有一些言语是会污秽爱的。
How the world, 世界定义爱。
世界如何污秽这个爱。
How the world defines, 定义。
世界如何定义爱。
The world tell you love is make your body happy, do whatever you want.
告诉我们只要做自己开心的事就好了。
No, this is not true love.
这不是真爱。
What is true love?
什么是真爱？
Verse 1 and verse 2.
第一、第二节。
Imitator of God. God is love.
必须要效法神，因为神就是爱。
What is true love?
什么是真爱？
Verse 2.
第二节。
You have to walk in love, not only talk about it.
你要凭爱心行事，不是只有讲而已。
Not just buy flower, buy chocolate.
不是只有买巧克力跟买花。
You have to do something which is more difficult than sending flower or chocolates.
你要做一些事情是远远比送花送巧克力更困难的事。
All the brother, I know you are tired after the whole week, but I want you to wake up a little bit.
所有的弟兄，我知道你现在已经很累了，因为工作了一整个礼拜，可是我希望你可以。
Verse 2, this is what you have to do to your wife.
第二节，你应该要对妻子这么做。
Learn from Jesus, this is the holy love.
学主耶稣，这是圣爱。
I want all the brothers, read verse 2 loud.
所有的弟兄，请你们读第二节，大声读。
And walk in love as Christ loved us. The brother's voice is so weak. Let's do it better. Verse 2, huh? 1, 2, 3. Don't sleep. Don't be half asleep. Read out.
不要睡着，大声的读。
1, 2, 3. And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us.A fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Brother, very shy, huh? I think you can do 10 times better. Louder.
我们的弟兄比较害羞，可以读更大声才对。
But maybe you are afraid to read it loud because you don't do this.
可能你不好意思大声读，因为你自己在家没有这样做。
Love is not just flower or chocolate.
爱不是只有送花送巧克力。
Or a candlelight dinner.
或者是烛光晚餐。
What is love?
什么是爱?
You have to love your wife like Christ loved you.
你要爱妻子像基督爱你一样。
How many brothers can say I love my wife just like Christ loved me? Raise a hand.
有多少弟兄可以举手告诉
我们? You can raise if you do.
你爱妻子像基督爱你一样。
Then you must ask how did Christ love the church?
那这时候你就要问问基督是如何爱教会的?
Sacrifice.
舍了自己。
This means I am not important. You are more important.
表示我自己不重要，你比我更重要。
If Christ says I'm important, then I don't die for you. How do I die for you?
基督如果说我比你更重要，我为什么要为你死呢？
No, Christ said, I love you so I can put down myself for you.
基督说，因为我爱你，所以我可以为了你舍弃自己。
You know, in this world, people are very self-centered, self-focused.
在这个世界上的人，大多是自私，还有以自我为中心的。
That's why so many marriages broken down.
所以很多的婚姻都以不幸收场。
You think you're important, I think I'm important, then clash. Okay, let's separate.
你的想法很重要，我的也很重要，所以就没有办法继续下去了。
But when there's a conflict, which side should yield first?
所以当有冲突产生的时候，哪一边应该先退让呢？
Look at what did Christ do.
看看基督怎么做。
Even though Christ was the one always right, because he's God.
就算基督是神，他永远是对的。
But in order to save
His beloved one.
可是为了要救他所爱的人。
He chose the cross.
他选择十架。
He chose suffering.
他选择受苦。
He chose to put down himself.
他选择把自己放下。
He chose to face the shame and the punishment.
他选择了这些羞辱还有惩罚。
He didn't want to, but he didn't have to, but he wants to.
他不需要这么做，可是他愿意为了我们这样做。
Because he chose that way,
就因为他这么做。
Then he saved us and we change.
所以他拯救了我们，让我们得以有机会改变。
And then become a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
当做馨香的供物与祭物献给神。
Wow, this is true love, brothers.
这才是真爱。
If you truly love your wife will be very happy. And then it just your family is very, your marriage is very happy.
弟兄，如果你真的爱自己的妻子像这样，那你的太太就会非常的满足。
If you love your wife just like Christ loved the church,
如果你爱你的太太就像基督爱教会。
When she is smiling, she is happy, she is very satisfied.
像她，当她高兴或是满足的时候。
She laughs, she is happy.
她大笑，她很开心。
Every time he think of you, she is happy.
每次当她想到你，她就很满足快乐。
You are offering a fragrant offering too.
你就是像在献一个馨香的祭物给神。
You are offering a sacrifice to God too.
你把馨香的供物献给神。
But if your wife is always, I don't want to talk about my husband now.
如果一个太太讲到自己的先生就不想再说下去了。
Or when the wife cry.
或者是常常流眼泪。
Then the love is not enough. It's not like Christ.
那这个爱就不够，也不像基督的爱。
No matter what we say.
不管我们嘴巴如何会说。
No matter what gift you buy.
不管是你送他什么样的礼物。
So, imitator of God, verse 5, verse 1.
所以第五章第一节，效法神。
Walk in love.
凭爱心行事。
Are you walking in love?
你有没有这样做呢？
Are you walking in love, brothers?
弟兄们，你有没有以爱来行事呢？
And also sister.
还有姐妹们。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Let's sing hymn.
我们来唱诗。